On the very last sitting day of Parliament last year, the Morrison government passed a controversial law targeting the encrypted messages of criminal suspects. The Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security is still reviewing the legislation, but in its submission to the committee, the Australian Federal Police have revealed it's already used the threat of higher penalties to force suspects to unlock their devices. Ariel Bogle is the ABC's technology reporter. Hello, Ariel.
Good morning, Fran.
So how are the law enforcement agencies already using these new powers?
Well, that's a very interesting question. These laws are accompanied by quite a lot of secrecy provisions. So in many ways, it's hard to get a full picture of how these laws are being used. If you remember, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said it was urgent. They needed to be passed before Christmas so that they could be used by law enforcement over the Christmas period. But now that the Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security are reviewing these laws, we've had a few submissions, and Home Affairs has said, yes, these laws are being used by law enforcement to support their work. And the Australian Federal Police, as you mentioned, said that one issue. So the laws also stepped up penalties for refusing to hand over your password to police if they had a warrant, stepped up the maximum there to about 10 years, which is considerable. And so it said that it has used these in cases to do with drug investigations, child exploitation material investigations, and have used them successfully.
Over the summer.
Didn't give details exactly when, but one would presume, given the penalties were only stepped up in December.
So the suggestion is that they've been used by law enforcement to put pressure on individuals, not on companies, not on operators?
So that is the more controversial part of the bill. There were very few objections to this step up in penalties about refusing to hand over passwords. But when it came to the ability to pressure companies to help police access encrypted messages in new ways, that's where the controversy lies. And the Australian Federal Police didn't really give much detail, but it did say that it was in the stages of negotiation to issue some of these technical assistance requests, which is about the level one of the kind of requests and notices they can give companies.
And that would mean they'd be asking company what to allow them somehow access to encryption?
It could be a lot of different things. So this bill has about three levels of notices. The first is a technical assistance request, so they can ask a company to voluntarily help them do something perhaps that the company already can do for them, or maybe to let them have a look at their source code or something that will be of assistance to enforcement. The next stage is a technical assistance notice. That's non-voluntary, mandatory demand for assistance for something the company already has the capability of doing. And then finally, the most controversial section, the technical capability notice, which requires them to actually go out and build something new for police.
Labor still wants this Act amended. It under pressure from the agencies, said, yeah, okay, we'll let it pass, but we want to come back to it. And that was agreed. The technology industry claims it's got serious shortcomings, this Act. What are their concerns primarily?
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see whether this gets any discussion at all over the short number of sitting weeks we've got coming up. Mark Dreyfus, the Shadow Minister, Shadow Attorney General, says he wants this discussed, but we'll have to see. But when it comes to the tech companies, I went to an event yesterday, which was a event with a lot of different people from the telecommunications industry, from the technology industry, from civil society groups, and they have a lot of concerns. And one is that these powers can be used for crimes with a 3-year threat of imprisonment. And so although the government has said that these laws should only be really used for really serious crimes, terrorism, child exploitation material, that 3-year threshold could include things like using a carriage service to harass. And someone pointed out to me yesterday that could be a prank call. So they really want more judicial oversight as well, the use of warrants to issue these notices in the first place, and a whole range of other things. And I spoke to John Stanton. He is the head of the Telecommunications Alliance, and he still has concerns that the process for passing these laws, which are very complex and technical, was too truncated.
Given the complexity of the legislation and the way that it impacts on so many sectors and on so many other bills, we think that it would have benefited from a lengthier consultation process, and one in which the government sat down with industry and looked to craft solutions jointly to the challenges that enforcement agencies face. It wasn't that type of consultation process by and large, and I think the legislation has suffered from that as a result.
That's the head of the Communications Alliance, John Stanton. In some other news, Errol, the ACCC just announced the latest results of the NBN speed tests. These tests were introduced after a lot of customers found they weren't getting the speeds they'd paid for, especially in the evening at peak times. What did it find?
Yeah, it's an interesting next instalment of this speed test. And there wasn't really a huge change from the last quarter. The ACCC found that about 1 in 10 people were not getting the speeds they paid for. And if you remember, the telecommunication companies have been in a bit of hot water for selling some of these top-tier speeds when they weren't really able to be delivered, in real-world scenarios. And they really pointed the finger, saying 13% of connections were because of fibre-to-the-node issues.
And what kind of services seem to be underperforming?
Yes, well, these fibre-to-the-node issues, if you remember, this was one of the issues Malcolm Turnbull said, you know, we're going to make a cheaper NBN by delivering FTTN rather than fibre-to-the-premises. Mm-hmm. And it does look like FTTN is where some of these issues are coming up, whether it be because of the distance from the node to the home or because of conditions within the house, malfunctioning, wiring and things like that.
Okay, Ariel, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Ariel Bogle, the ABC's technology reporter. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.